Akashvani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. India welcomes formation of new interim government in Nepal. President Ramchandra Paudel dissolves parliament and announces special elections for 5th March. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with EU officials to accelerate India-EU free trade agreement. US President Donald Trump acknowledges that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India strained ties with New Delhi. India votes in favor of UN General Assembly resolution on Palestine endorsing two-state solution. And in sports, 20th World Athletics Championships begin in Tokyo, Japan. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. Meanwhile, Nepal President Ramchandra Paudel has dissolved the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, at the recommendation of the newly appointed interim prime minister and announced fresh parliamentary elections for the 5th of March next year. Sushila Karki was sworn in as prime minister of interim government yesterday. Our Kathmandu correspondent has filed this report.
Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of Interim Government in Nepal. President of Nepal Ramchandra Paudel administered her the oath. Ceremony was attended by Vice President Rambaran Yadav and other dignitaries in Sheetal Nivas. After intensive discussion from last 3 days and formal dialogue at President Office Sheetal Nivas, it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of Interim Government. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. She is the first woman Chief Justice of Nepal who was widely praised for her integrity. Her appointment aligns with the demand of protesting Gen Z demonstrators who have been calling for immediate dissolution of parliament and leading the interim government free from the existing corrupt political leaders. Shweta Singh, Kathmandu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to Mrs. Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the Interim Government of Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India remains firmly committed to the peace, progress and prosperity of the people of Nepal. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met European Union Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maros Šefčovič, European Union Commissioner for Agriculture and Food Christoph Hansen, and other officials of the EU delegation in New Delhi yesterday as part of efforts to expedite the conclusion of a comprehensive free trade agreement, FTA. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said both sides remain committed to achieving a balanced and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, opening new avenues for businesses and maximizing opportunities for the shared growth of India and the EU. Later in the day, addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union Free Trade Agreement in the national capital, the Commerce and Industry Minister said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth.
I think it's important that we look upon this relationship not purely from the lens of what we can do to expand trade between Europe and India, but for the larger impact this partnership can have worldwide. Her Excellency President Ursula von der Leyen had very rightly said, and I'd like to quote, "In an era of conflicts and intense competition, you need trusted friends. For Europe, India is such a friend."
US President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about the ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States. His remarks came in response to a question on the likely action against Russia for continuing the conflict in Ukraine.
India was their biggest customer. I put a 50% tariff on India because they're buying oil from Russia. That's not an easy thing to do. That's a big deal. And it causes a rift with India.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. India has voted in favor of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on peaceful settlement of the Palestine issue and implementation of the two-state solution. The resolution introduced by France yesterday was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favor, 10 against and 12 abstentions. Those voting against included Argentina, Hungary, Israel and the United States. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favor of the resolution. Moving on to sports, the 20th World Athletics Championships began at Tokyo in Japan this morning. In the men's 35-kilometer race walk event, India's Sandeep Kumar stood at the 23rd position, while Ram Babu failed to complete the race. Evan Dunphy of Canada won the gold, Sib Bonfim of Brazil bagged the silver, and Hayato Katsuki of Japan got the bronze medal. In the women's 35-kilometer race walk event, Priyanka Goswami stood at the 24th position. Spanish defending champion Maria Perez clinched the yellow medal in the event, retaining her 35-kilometer title at the championships. Italian Antonella Palmisano took the silver, while the bronze went to Paola Milena Torres of Ecuador. Meanwhile, Asian Championship silver medalist Pooja will run her 1500-meter heat race this evening. We have more in this report.
The World Athletic Championships will continue till 18th of this month. The 9-day sporting extravaganza will feature a range of events with the Indian contingent comprising 14 men and 5 women competing for medals across 15 disciplines. The men's javelin qualifying round featuring star javelin thrower and double Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra is scheduled for 17th of this month. Besides Neeraj, Sachin Yadav, Yashvir Singh and Rohit Yadav will also be in the fray in men's javelin throw event. It will be the first time that India will field 4 athletes in a single event at the World Championships. Long distance runner Gulveer Singh will also be in action in 2 events. India has won medals at the event 3 times through legendary long jump athlete Anju Bobby George in 2003 and Neeraj Chopra in 2022 and 2023 and aims to build on their tally at the competition. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Sharan have cruised into the women's final in their respective weight categories at the ongoing World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. With this, India now assured of 4 medals in the women's section through Meenakshi Hooda, Jasmine Lamboria, Pooja Rani and Nupur Sharan. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face Chen Chang Kwan and Lin Beng Wei of Chinese Taipei in the semi-final of Hong Kong Open this morning. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will take on Chao Tian Chen of Chinese Taipei in semi-final today. The match is expected to begin at 4:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In chess, star Indian Grandmaster and world champion Gukesh Dombaraju was held to a draw by his compatriot Divya Deshmukh in round 8 of the FIDE Grand Swiss in Samarkand last night. With Mayur Jain's report, Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India welcomes formation of new interim government in Nepal. President Ramchandra Paudel dissolves parliament and announces fresh elections for 5th of March. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with EU officials to accelerate India-EU free trade agreement. US President Donald Trump acknowledges that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India strained ties with New Delhi. India votes in favor of UN General Assembly resolution on Palestine endorsing two-state solution. And in sports, 20th World Athletics Championships begin in Tokyo, Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.